Welkin. Their leader, an old wizard stoat by the name of Flegatis, pored over charts and maps in the dank rooms of his fort on stilts, which stood in the shallows of the swamps.
This time, he muttered to himself. I will destroy that upstart Prince Point and take what is his and make it mine.
Yes, Moshka,
snarled the rat attendant at his side in that almost language which rats use to communicate with their leader and one another. Not for the first time, Flegatis flinched when he heard the foul, harsh sounds which came out of the rat's throat. It was he, the great wizard, who had taught the rats how to speak, but he could only do so much with the creature whose brain was like a mushy yellow porridge with burnt bits at the bottom. Weak thoughts and poor reasoning were a rat's inheritance from its parents. Flegatis sighed. Even his dark magic had not helped him defeat the sluggish, sloppy activity of a rat brain.
Let's face it, said Flegatis,
more to himself than the dull-witted creature at his side.
One can't expect miracles of a species which has eaten nothing but garbage since the beginning of time.
Yes, Moshka.
Flegatis coughed roughly. His throat felt as if it had a sandstone lodged in it this morning. His lungs were raw and full of phlegm. Living in the marshes had not been kind to the stoat, who had been banished by Prince Point to the outermost reaches of the kingdom. Damp had entered his bones and made them ache, even on a bright summer's day. His head forever felt twice its size. He had difficulty in sleeping. The marshes were not a place which fostered good health and a happy life. The air here rotted clothes and lungs alike.
I shall not live in Castle Rain, mused the old wizard, for the weather there is inclement most of the year round. No, I shall move the seat of the kingdom to the middle of the country.
He stared down at the map before him.
This place, he said,
pointing with a claw to a green patch.
Half Moon Wood. This looks like a nice sunny spot. Belongs to Lord Hawkin at the moment, I believe, but we'll soon change that.
He stared at the markings on the map as he schemed in his warped and twisted mind, now close to madness through living too long with savage creatures and their barbaric culture.
I'll raise the woods to the ground and build a strong fort from the trunks of the trees. I'll dam up this stream and use the water for my moat. And those who live in the wood, whoever they might be,
he tapped his claw on the spot,
they shall be my personal slaves, or they shall suffer terrible deaths.
Yes, Moshka.
Oh, shut up, snapped Flegatis irritably. Can't you see I'm thinking?
The rat by his side cringed and looked down at the floor. Flegatis went to the window of his room and stared out at the marshes. Activity. Activity everywhere. The rats were building little coracles out of reeds, ready to cross the River Bronn and invade the civilized areas of Welkin. Their efforts at boat building were poor, but then Flegatis did not expect too much. All that was required was that the transport should get them across the river quickly, so that the element of surprise was not lost.
We must overwhelm the stoats while they are in their beds, he snarled. Tomorrow, we attack. Tomorrow.
The rat, waiting in the middle of the room to be forgiven for his trespasses, lifted its head now.
Ha!
It shrieked.
Tomorrow!
In Half Moon Wood, spring always brings a welcome respite to the end of winter. Weasels do not exactly detest the cold months. Their coats are warm and their spirits stoical. But of course food is scarce during the short days and long nights, and one can get tired of the sight of snow and ice. Once the snowdrop blooms have wilted and the wood anemone opens, they begin to look forward to warmer days. Then the scent of meadowsweet tickling their nostrils tells them that the cold days are well and truly behind them and summer is only next door. Half Moon Wood was the home of the Weasel Silver and his band of outlaws, who were forever battling against the tyranny of Prince Point's sheriff, the stoat Fowshed. Since the stoats ruled Welkin, the weasels, smaller, slimmer creatures, were treated like serfs and vassals. They were there only to see to the comfort of the stoats, whose leader, Prince Point, never changed his white winter